Welcome to the Plants in Presence podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Gillen Hughes. I'm a 21-year-old college athlete from Boston, Massachusetts, currently studying communications. I compete in cross country and track and field. I'm passionate about veganism, plant-based nutrition, the environment, and more. On this podcast, I want to be discussing topics like animal rights, the current state of the animal rights movement, how to get proper plant-based nutrition, and more vegan-related topics, and all things related to plant-based and vegan living. So on today's first episode, I want to go back and talk a little bit about my life growing up and how I became a more conscious eater and what ultimately led me towards a plant-based diet, what led me to decide to become vegan almost 2 years ago. So growing up in the Boston area, Massachusetts, we'd have a lot of cookouts and barbecues, and I grew up eating a lot of meat and cheese and animal products like an average American kid. So I wasn't really eating very healthy growing up. I think my parents made sure that I was eating my vegetables and things like that, but much of my diet was I would have grilled chicken sandwiches, I would get chicken slecks from McDonald's, I would have Boston cream donuts and other, I also started drinking things like Dr. Pepper, things that really weren't very good for my health growing up. And I probably ate this way from, I think ever since I probably was healthier as a kid, but as I got older, even in middle school, I was still eating pretty junky food. It was probably about eighth grade, about when I was about to go into high school, that I started to eat more mindfully, and that I started doing yoga class in my middle school in eighth grade, that we offered yoga and we talked about mindful eating and healthier eating. And just by starting to drink more water and eat healthier, I started to get healthier and started to become more mindful. So then getting into high school, I played varsity football and I played JV basketball. And football was kind of my main focus. And I started to get into weightlifting in high school. And I really started to think that I needed to consume a lot of animal protein, a lot of whey protein, I would have a lot of chicken salad sandwiches, a lot of chicken breasts, a lot of lean animal protein. I thought I needed that to be optimally healthy. I believed, because that's what we're told. We're told that whey protein, lean chicken breast, Greek yogurt, dairy, these things are healthy sources of protein, that this is some of the best sources of protein you can get, and that protein is this super important macronutrient that we need as athletes and that we need as human beings, and the animal protein is an excellent source. So I started eating more animal protein in high school. I started to gain a lot of weight because I was lifting a lot and I was eating a lot of high calorie foods, especially a lot of coming from animal products. And the more I ate this way, the more weight I got put on. I was getting bigger, I was getting stronger, I was lifting more, and I was putting on weight, and it was working. I mean, I was getting bigger and stronger, so I was pretty satisfied. And then I kind of continued this way. And then going into my freshman year of college, I was no longer playing high school varsity sports, but I was still weightlifting a lot and still really focused on putting on a lot of mass, a lot of muscle. And I was really going crazy with the supplements. I was taking creatine, I was taking whey protein, I was taking casein, a lot of whey protein bars and animal-based protein bars and other things like that. And I would just have these huge, massive meals, just absolutely insane portion sizes. And then it was probably about a month or two into my freshman year of college that I stumbled upon some YouTube videos of vegan bodybuilders. And I was already watching videos about other bodybuilders and building muscle and things like that, because I was interested in bodybuilding my freshman year of college. But then I noticed vegan bodybuilders, and I was thinking, these men and women, vegan bodybuilders are, they're eating plant-based diets, they're eating only plants. And I had never been too familiar with veganism before that point. So I was pretty fascinated right away, and I started watching some of these videos, and it inspired me to do some more research on my own. And I started to research veganism. Why would someone want to be vegan? I love cheeseburgers, I love chicken, I love meat and things like that. And however, while I did really enjoy animal products, I still loved to eat my vegetables, I still loved plant-based foods. I just have never really thought about veganism. So then I started watching, the more I was hearing these people is they were saying three big reasons people tend to go vegan was out of the health reasons, because eating a plant-based diet can be healthier. If you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, that can be healthier. Animals, that we don't want, if we don't need to kill animals to be optimally healthy, then why are we going to do so? And the third reason was, the environment. It's better for the environment as well. So I was starting to hear these vegan bodybuilders and other vegans. I was starting to find other vegans' YouTube channels and things about vegan nutrition online. And I was learning that I was a little skeptical at first. I wasn't entirely sure that you truly could be healthy eating a vegan diet, because I had grown up my whole life believing that we need to have some meat. We're true omnivores. We need to have some meat. We need to have some dairy, some eggs to get all of our omega-3 fatty acids and essential nutrients and iron and things like that and calcium. And that being a vegan would be really easy to be malnourished and deficient in things, I assumed. So I was really skeptical. I was doing a lot of nutritional research. And what I found was pretty shocking to me is I was finding that not only can we get all the nutrients that we need from a plant-based diet, and I learned that it's the position of the American Dietetics Association that a 100% fully plant-based vegan diet is appropriate for all stages of the life cycle through infancy, through childhood, through pregnancies, and into old age, that you can be completely healthy and get all the nutrients you need on a vegan diet. And that really surprised me. I was pretty amazed to know that, because I was like, while the American Dietetics Association states that, I had never heard that. I had never met someone who was vegan in my lifetime. I always thought that I needed to be consuming some animal products to be healthy. So that definitely caught me. And once I heard that, once I knew that I could be healthy eating this way, I could be healthy eating a plant-based vegan diet, it did make me think more about the ethical implications of our eating choices. And it made me, I was starting to learn, like, we slaughter over 50 billion plus, billions and billions of animals every year so we can eat them, and we use them for their milk, their breast milk, and their eggs to consume, to make into yogurt and dairy and things like that. And I was thinking, I was like, why are we doing this? If it's completely unnecessary, why? Like, I always thought, like, but animals are, like, it's how our ancestors ate. We've been doing it for the beginning of time. That can't be right. We need some animal products in our diet to be healthy. But the more I kind of got past these fallacies, these logical fallacies, that's what I kind of realized, is that all the arguments against veganism were logical fallacies. That you can be completely healthy on a plant-based diet. The overwhelming majority of people in the scientific community, the evidence supports that, that there are vegan professional athletes and vegan bodybuilders, and not only are just regular people vegan, but there are high-performing athletes who are getting all their nutritional needs just from plant-based diets. So I started doing more research, and I came across a video titled "I'm Vegan" by Rutgers University professor Gary Francione, and basically he goes in this video and talks about why animals have moral value and how all of us already agree that animals have moral value, and that basically going vegan is about aligning what we already believe about animals with our everyday actions. And basically what this professor was saying is we already all get upset and get disgusted when we see people beating animals on TV. For example, when the Michael Vick allegations came out of Michael Vick doing dog fighting, and we were all very upset when we saw that Michael Vick was fighting dogs for money, and basically the best reason Michael Vick had for having those dogs fight was to get pleasure out of it and to make a little bit of money on the side, but mainly for entertainment. Like, he didn't need the money. And that we all were so upset and appalled and disgusted by that. But when we think about it, Michael Vick's, and this is basically the point the Professor Francione made, is that Mike Vick enjoyed watching dogs fighting for the entertainment of it. And that was the best reason he had for fighting dogs against each other and having dogs kill each other for his own, to entertain him, for his own pleasure. But then at the same time, 99% or 90% of people in society, the best reason we have for consuming animal products is because we like the way they taste. There's no better reason for us to be consuming animal products other than that we like the way they taste. We don't need to eat milk. We don't need to eat cheese, eggs, fish, animal flesh, meat. We don't need to eat these things to be healthy. We're simply doing it to get palate pleasure out of them, because cheese nachos taste good, because a Snickers bar tastes good, because yogurt tastes good. And that hit me pretty profound. I was like, wow, that it's pretty amazing that that's the best reason we've been doing it for so long without actually thinking about it very much. So at this time that I was learning about veganism, it was the fall of my freshman year of college. And I was also taking a philosophy class where we, an ethics related class, where we were discussing logical fallacies and just different philosophical issues. So it was kind of interesting learning about logical fallacies and things like red herring fallacies, straw man arguments, and while at the same time learning about veganism. And a lot of the argument, like logical fallacies we were learning about in class, I was being seen, while I was learning about veganism, it was just interesting because I was trying to figure out veganism for myself. Like, what is this philosophy? Why do people live vegan? And at the same time, I was seeing pretty much all the arguments against veganism. Again, they seemed like logical fallacies. It seemed like, well, vegans won't get enough protein or something like that. And I was like, well, if you actually just look, you can easily get enough protein eating a plant-based diet. If you eat things like oats and almonds and things like that, as long as you're consuming enough calories from whole plant foods, you're gonna get all the essential amino acids you need. So I was becoming more and more convinced. So this was during my freshman year of college, and I was still doing a lot of bodybuilding, a lot of lifting. And I was learning about veganism. I wasn't making any concrete changes yet, I don't believe. I may have been starting to eat more vegetables, more salads, and things like that. But I was still taking my whey protein, having my protein shakes, having my sushi, and having chicken burritos and things like that. But I think I was starting to think more about going vegan. So moving this way, I continued to learn more, and that talk from the Professor Francione really made me think more. That sort of like, we get upset at Mike Vick for him wanting to fight dogs when he had no better reason to do dog fighting other than he got pleasure, satisfaction out of having dog fighting. He thought that dog fighting was entertaining, and that Mike, our reason to eat animal products really isn't any better than Mike Vick's. Mike Vick fights and abuses dogs because he gets pleasure from that, whereas we're paying people to kill and mutilate animals so we can eat their body parts and eat cheese and eggs simply because I like the way that it tastes. And I think maybe it was probably because I was disconnected to it that I didn't actively think every time I was spending money on animal products, that's the system that I was funding. Whereas I think with Mike Vick, it can be more easily seen as, well, look, he's doing it himself. He's doing it directly. But the more I think about it, it's like, well, I'm still doing it directly. I guess maybe it's technically indirectly, but I'm directly funding it with my dollar bill each time. And I'm directly condoning it every time that I take a bite of meat, every time that I have an omelet or things like dairy. I am condoning a system that treats animals and their body parts and reproductive fluids, breast milk, eggs, like they're just food, like they're just things for us to use. And just the more I logically thought about it, it's like, it just does not make sense. I don't agree with this. I don't really agree with my own actions, but I wasn't really ready to make the change yet. But I was learning more and more about it, and I was slowly getting there. And then probably around New Year's, wintertime that year, I told myself, okay, for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to go vegetarian. I'm not ready to go vegan, but I'm going to go vegetarian. So I went vegetarian for my New Year's resolution, and probably about 5 or 6 days in, I cracked and I ordered a buffalo chicken pizza and I ate it, and my friends were there and like, well, Kyle, you're a vegetarian now. But I was weak, and I had the buffalo chicken pizza, even though I was aware of veganism, aware that I can't really justify my choice to do this anymore. I mean, of course, I could easily rationalize it. At the end of the day, none of my friends are vegan, none of my family's vegan, everyone else is comfortable eating animal products. But in my mind at that point, I knew that I was condoning something that I didn't actually agree with. But my entire life, I'd eaten animal products. My entire life, for the first 19 years of my life, every single day I was eating cheese, meat, or some other type of animal product thing that I needed that to be healthy. So had a relapse. But my friends, basically, some of my friends kind of mocked me and said, "Oh, look, you can't even do it. You can't even be vegetarian." And they're just kind of laughing at me. And that kind of inspired me more. It's like, no, I can at least be vegetarian. Like, come on, like, I know I can be vegan too. And then it was probably about a few days later that I stumbled across another video on YouTube. So I stumbled upon this video on YouTube titled "The Best Speech You'll Ever Hear." And the speech was from a man named Gary Roski, who gave lectures about veganism, animal rights across the country at different colleges. And so I watched this video, and basically, this individual, Gary Roski, presented a very compelling argument for veganism. And I already knew logically the argument for veganism. I already agreed with it. However, it was just bringing myself, it was just at that point, I already agreed with veganism. I already agreed that it was a more just, more fair, that it was the just way to live, that we all already, that most of us are living in conflict with our values, and that we say that we believe in nonviolence, and that we don't believe that we believe that unnecessary violence is wrong, but yet every single day we're contributing to a system that is directly contributing, producing unnecessary violence. Every time we order a cheese pizza, every time we eat an egg omelet, that we eat a cheeseburger or a burger, a piece of meat, animal products, we're perpetuating a violent system that goes against our values. I already understood that logically, but I just wasn't there yet in terms of bringing my beliefs with my everyday actions of me actually going vegan. And when I watched The Best Speech You'll Ever Hear by Gary Roski, I don't know if it was sort of just his passion, his logic, something about it, but that speech inspired me. And from that point on, I decided I've already agreed with this for the last few months. I've already really been thinking about this really deeply and very frequently. I'm gonna make the effort to go vegan. And from that point on, I decided I'm gonna be vegan. So, and I kind of from that point on, I've been vegan since, and it's been almost 2 years now. And I'll tell you, being vegan really isn't that hard. It's really easy, especially if you live in a big city nowadays. You live in a place like Boston, New York City, a place where you have access to a lot of supermarkets, things like that. There's so many delicious vegan alternatives. You can have coconut milk, you can have almond milk, you can have vegan burgers, you can have all different types of veggie burgers. There's more and more vegan restaurants in Boston. There's actually a good amount of vegan restaurants in Boston, and more restaurants are catering to people who are vegan, to people who eat a plant-based diet. And that ultimately I went vegan because I realized I guess I realized I made the connection. People describe it as different things, people who go vegan. But basically what I realized is that a cow's life, a pig's life, a chicken's life, and any animal's life is just as valuable to that animal as your dog who you live with, as your pet dog, as your pet cat's life is valuable to them. That, yes, and this some people are tired of hearing this argument that, yes, dogs and cats are different than pigs and chickens. Yes, we have dogs and cats as pets, but that's not relevant to determining the dog and cat's moral worth. A dog and a cat have moral worth because they're sentient beings. A cow and a pig are sentient beings just as much. They also feel pain, have emotions, have bonds with their family members, similar to the same way that our cats and dogs have bonds with other cats and dogs and have bonds with us as human beings. And once I made that connection, and it just reinforced that, when I would be tempted at first, the first few weeks or months, when I was like to have an omelet, to have things, I would just realize, I would remind myself what was happening to produce that omelet. That little baby male chicks are ground up alive because they're of no profit to the egg industry. That baby calves are separated from their mothers forcefully, and cows are forcefully impregnated, are tied up on what's called a rape rack, and we forcefully insert semen into the cows to reproduce, where then we're going to rip the baby cow away from the mother. And that cows even scream in pain. If there's videos, it's just a known fact. Cows are emotional beings. They have complex relationships with their children. And reminding myself that, I think just staying grounded, knowing I have the information, I know I can be healthy eating a plant-based diet, and you just like anything in life, you commit to something that you believe in, that makes sense, that's logical, that you want to do, and that if you want to do it, I knew that I wanted to be vegan at that point. I knew that I could do it, and that I at first was skeptical that I could do it because I was so comfortable consuming animal products, but I knew that I couldn't justify my consumption of animal products anymore, and you just stick with it. So now I've been vegan for almost 2 years, and so what a typical day of eating for me might look like is how do I eat as a vegan? How do I live every day? Is I will typically I'll have something like I like to make smoothie bowls, so I eat tons and tons of fruit. Contrary to popular belief in American society, we tend to believe that fruit you can you, it's not good to eat too much fruit because it's such high sugar content, but that. In reality, fruit is one of the, if not, fruit is ideally one of the most ideal things human beings can be consuming every day. So what I like to do is I'll freeze some bananas, or I'll take some right nice ripe bananas and some berries and some frozen fruit. I'll blend that all up, and it blends into like a creamy, ice creamy kind of texture. And I'll pour that into a bowl, and then what I'll do is I'll top it with some granola, some like granola chunks, some pumpkin seeds, and a little bit of almond butter. And maybe some dried berries or something like that. And that'll usually be my breakfast. So I'll make, and that's basically a homemade smoothie bowl. And those are really delicious. I'm getting lots of good carbohydrates from the fruit, from the bananas, from the berries. I'm getting some good protein and fats from the seeds and the nut butter. And you're also getting some good energy as well, from. What am I forgetting in there? But you can just—I'll put to toss in some hemp seeds as well. Getting healthy fats, getting great source of protein, you're getting healthy carbohydrates, and that's a great vegan breakfast. For lunch, when I first went vegan, Chipotle—I always already really liked eating at Chipotle, and it's not the really a healthy place to eat at consistently. But you can actually eat—you can eat relatively healthy at Chipotle, even though even if you're gonna get something healthy there, it's probably still gonna be loaded up with salt and oil and stuff. But you can get great vegan burritos at Chipotle, and that's something I would do, especially when I first was going vegan. I would still go to eat with at Chipotle with all my friends all the time, which was so awesome, as it wasn't a social burden either. I could just get my veggie burrito with sofritas and tacos with black beans and brown rice, and you could still get all the salsa and their amazing guacamole. So there you go, you have a veggie burrito for lunch for on a typical day eating vegan. And then for dinner, I might make something like tofu stir fry, have some rice and some veggies, some broccoli, some rice noodles, and some tofu with some soy sauce or barbecue sauce. I love to get avocado and cucumber sushi rolls at sushi restaurants. And yeah, so eating vegan is really not that complicated. It's, believe it or not, like you don't need cheese to survive. Cheese isn't addictive. And it's just reminding yourself, why are you choosing to be vegan? I know why I'm vegan. I'm vegan because I realize that we don't have a legitimate reason to treat animals like objects, to treat them like food in today's day and age. I realize that animals are sentient beings who value their lives. And that if animals are sentient beings who value their lives, we can't justify using animals as things, using them as property. That every animal is an individual, that animals are deserving of moral personhood, that animals are people, and that they're each their own person, and that they're each their own moral person. They're not a person like a human being, but they're a person, and that they are their own unique individual. They value their life. They have emotional connections with their families. They are feeling, breathing beings. They are sentient beings. There's a fundamental difference between an animal and a plant. And that going vegan, it's not hard, guys. You can do it. I'm getting on my vegan soapbox right now, I guess. But yeah, so then I started running. I became a runner as well. And I've been running for almost a similar, probably right around the time I went vegan, pretty close around that time, I started getting to distance running as well. And I was also probably I was 200 pounds into bodybuilding, but I still had a lot of fat on me. I was really strong, but I had a lot of fat. And now I've been vegan for 2 years. I eat a lot healthier now too. And I'm about 160, between 160 and 165 pounds. I'm much more lean, much more. I'm not as strong that I can't lift as much weight, but I'm much faster. I ran my first sub 5 minute mile. But I really ultimately, I want to talk about the health benefits, and it's really good because I have benefited so much health wise. But I kind of want this podcast more to be about the objections to veganism and ethics behind going vegan and things like that, because I think that's way more important than just sort of like my own experience. But I want to share that too, and I want to hear what you guys think as well. I am going to wrap up this first episode of the Planet Then Present podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it today. If next time we can talk more about my training, if you guys are interested in that, what it's like being an athlete and a vegan, and how I get appropriate nutrition, whatnot, things like that. And we can talk more about that. I can talk more about, discuss more about that on the next episode. And I'd like to hear from you guys. Reach out to me, DM me on Instagram at plantedinpresence, my username. Or if you type in Kyle Gillen Hughes, my account Planted in Presence should come up. And DM me if you listen to this, send me a message. Let me know what you think. If you thought it was boring, let me know. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Either way, I'd love the feedback, guys, and I just want to move forward and make this podcast as constructive as possible and as helpful for every single one of you. So let me know what you guys would like to hear me talk about next, and thanks for listening, guys. So I will see you next time. Peace out.